This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So a question that I have gotten and I see a lot of people talking about online is, if you undergo cardiac arrest, did you die? And when we resuscitate you, are we bringing you back to life? And I see this mistake made a lot. I've seen this with medical students as well. And it's not very easy to define when you actually die. It makes sense to a lot of us doctors. But when the heart stops, to some, they say you're done. Your heart stopped, you're done. People are saying that Damar Hamlin officially died and was brought back to life on the field. I don't say that. As a doctor, I said he had cardiac arrest. God willing, he's going to come out of this okay. He's in critical condition, meaning they have to watch him, monitor him continuously. He has a life-threatening condition that needs care around the clock. He's critical condition, and he's alive, and he never died. And I believe one of my Facebook friends had posted that I think Wikipedia had said he was the second person to die on the field. Why are people calling it that? Now, I see why. Right? People feel that if your heart stops, you're done. And there's been many stories, which I believe, of individuals who said that they saw the light, they saw Jesus, they were going to the afterlife, and then they were brought back. And so we have this kind of question of, when actually do you die? Well, when your heart stops beating, you still have oxygen in your brain, you still have oxygen to your heart, you still have oxygen perfusing. Your brain will start within seconds to minutes changing if no new oxygenated blood gets to you, which is why with CPR, we're really concentrating on the chest compressions. You know, we used to give two breaths and then do chest compressions in cycles. Now they're saying, because everybody was freaked out about putting their mouth on somebody else or looking like they were assaulting somebody, or they're, you know what, just do the chest compressions. Because there's oxygen in that blood that could circulate. That's why you have a pump to get that blood to the brain, to get that blood to the, that oxygen to the tissues. So if somebody undergoes cardiac arrest where their heart stops, and one of you asked the difference between a heart attack and cardiac arrest, so I'll review that again. But if the heart stops, we try to get that heart back using paddles, defibrillating it, chest compressions. And if we could get that, there's an electrical pulse in there, and that heart restarts, you're alive. There's still some life left in you. So we don't call it. And we'll call it when there doesn't look like a means for us to get you back up and going. If we have been performing CPR for an extended period of time and we've been trying to defibrillate you and we're oxygenating you and trying to get you back and we can't, and there's no sign of electrical activity, there's no sign of any life, you know, then we'll call it. But just because somebody goes into cardiac arrest, we don't necessarily call that death. For some, spiritually, it's when the soul leaves. And for some, the soul doesn't leave for a couple minutes. So you don't necessarily, if your heart stops, some of you had asked, you know, that your heart has skipped a beat. And you will have a rhythm where for a few seconds you have no beat. Well, you're still alive. You're still running around. My mom had chickens when she was growing up. They had chickens, and when they would have to get a chicken for dinner and they chopped off the head, the chicken would still run around, headless. Well, that chicken didn't have a head, but until it dropped, it was still, there was still some life in it left. So cardiac arrest does not necessarily mean death. Death can follow. Death follows oftentimes. But as long as we could resuscitate and get that heart pumping again, no, we don't necessarily say that. Now, you will have people say, I died three times, and I came back. And the grandkids are like, ooh, grandpa, that's cool. You know, people could say whatever. You feel like it's the second your heart stops, I'll let you go with that. But as a doctor, it's if there's this window of resuscitation and we're resuscitating you and you're unconscious and you're resuscitatable, I'm not going to say you died. So cardiac arrest versus heart attack, I keep getting asked that. So people say he had a heart attack. I mean, he could have. We talked about the commotio cordis for DeMar Hamlin, where a direct blow to the chest interrupts the electrical activity of the heart at the right moment, where sadly the heart doesn't get a chance to fill and pump properly, so it goes into a V fibrillation, a very deadly heart rhythm that has to be converted. If he was in V-fib, he wasn't dead, all right? He went into a abnormal heart rhythm. Cardiac arrest means when the heart stops or when the cardiac its activity is arrested. You know, you get arrested, you can't be out doing your thing. A heart attack is different. Heart attack is where there's an attack on part of the heart, which is usually associated with arteriosclerotic disease. So somebody has a clogged coronary artery, and that artery cannot deliver blood to that part of the heart. Plaque in that artery might break. You form a clot because of the intimal tearing, and because now you have this plaque, this foreign entity that shouldn't be in the blood vessel, you get a clot that forms. Now blood can't get past that clot, can't get to the heart. That heart has a heart attack. If that heart attack is big enough and affects a very significant part of that heart muscle or that left ventricle, you could go into cardiac arrest because that heart will stop working. You have some individuals who have a heart attack. They go, I have a heart attack. I'm driving myself to the ER. Do not drive yourself. Call 911. But heart attack doesn't always mean you're in cardiac arrest. A little different there. 1-877-DR-DALY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One email I got over the break was from Randall. He said, how do you get rid of toxic employees? I can't keep any new staff as the veteran employees scare off the new ones with their clique mentality. Should I fire everyone and start over? So this is interesting because years ago, a doctor told me that he had twice, not just once, but twice fired everybody. Said, you're all done. Get out. And started fresh. And then he did it again. And I believe we had that conversation. The only reason why I knew about it is because I was talking to him about some of the issues we were having in the office with people not liking each other and being mean to each other. And I have to be a doctor. I don't have time to, you know, prevent bullying and make sure my office manager is doing her job, but I can't do it all. and I want to fire this office manager, so I must have been asking, and I don't really remember what the scenario was. And he had said, fire everybody. Clean house. I did. The problem with that is, the fact that he had to do it twice means the toxicity comes back. And it's in human nature. I guess it's human nature to become cliquish, to find people on your side, to make alliances. I don't know if you ever watch these reality shows like Survivor or Below Deck, and I don't really watch a lot of them, but it's all about forming alliances, finding common enemies, finding things in common with you, which is usually an enemy, and then working against the other people. And if you're a part of the clique, it might give you some temporary advantage, but then everybody turns on each other. Just like with bullies. You could try to be best friends with a bully, but eventually that bully bullies you because that's what they do. So I've been an employee, I've been an employer, and I did not like being an employer. I had much more fun being an employee. And mind you, I have been an employee of some pretty ridiculous bosses, but the hell I went through trying to maintain staff that would treat each other well and not scare away new people was difficult. And it's really hard to prove that they're being a clique. So if you try to pull somebody aside saying, look, every time we hire somebody new, they, you know, think you're picking on them. They won't, you know, they don't feel like you're providing a hospitable, oh, I'm doing everything right. I showed them where to put the purse. I showed them where to do it. And, you know, you can't put your finger on it. You just know that there's this passive-aggressive stuff going on. Now, you do have some people that take the job, faking it till they make it, realize you really can't fake it in a marketing firm or in a medical office or in an accounting firm without somebody noticing that you suck, and then you end up not saying, this isn't for me. So not everybody that quits thinks it's because the other people are mean to them, but that's a shoo-in. If you pretend like you're going to fill someone's shoes and do a job and you lied throughout your interview and you don't have any substance behind what you put on your CV, chances are your coworkers are going to figure that out. So you need to, if you are an employer or manager, you need to make sure that you don't have individuals that are scaring away good employees. And so if you aren't really sure what's happening, but you think, you know, your manager might be the one involved in this, sit down and talk to the manager and say, look, I've noticed that the last three people we've hired hasn't worked out. Right? What do you think is going on? You're the manager. You know, I want to make your job easier. I'm hiring people. We're interviewing them. You're a part of the interview. We're even having you interview them, which is very important. Have their supervisor involved in the interview process. All right. What was it about them that didn't work out that you didn't see during the interview? Well, they weren't a team player, or they were lazy, or they were this, they were this. Okay. All right. So what should we do better? Because we need people. What would make people stick? What should we be screening for? Because they have good references, they have, you know, and put it on them. It doesn't mean you're necessarily accusing them, but there's an issue. You need to have staff. Most likely your supervisor needs the staff, so they can't be the one. And if they aren't the one, ask them, are there individuals that are cold-shouldering the new person, and how do we address that? Well, and, you know, give them different duties or change their lunch times. So it's tricky. You know, I'm not an HR specialist, but I have worked in HR. I've worked in multiple scenarios, and I've seen it all, and it's frustrating. Now, for those of you who are getting new jobs, I've been asked, how do you fit in when you're new? I went to 12 schools, and I had to be the new girl that walked into the classroom. And it sucked, especially when it was mid-year. It's one thing for first day of school, and there'd be other new people, so you could go find somebody else who's new. You could always tell who's new because they look pale, and they're staring off into, what do I do? Who's going to make fun of me? They're trying to survey the land of the school. So you're saying, hey, are you new? I'm new, too. And then you could find a buddy, and then boom, whew, you could kind of walk into the classroom and yeah, at least have some sort of protection there. But when you're new and you walk into a school mid-year, it sucks. And I had to do that multiple times. So what I would do, and number one is, don't look threatening. Whether it's a job, whether it's a school, don't look threatening. Don't look like you're a threat. If the manager doesn't think you're going to try for the job, if somebody is sleeping with the boss and they think you're better looking, don't walk in on your first day looking like you're all hot. All right, just look professional. Some people, they're just going to hate you just because they want to hate. Haters want to hate. But just, you know, just look like you're there to do your job. And then do a good job. Now, so I was told in some of my jobs, don't do too good a job. Like, what are you talking about? I give everything 110%. Well, you're going to make the rest of us look bad because we don't. Then that's not a place you should be working at. There's a lot of places out there that do not want the go-getter coming in there. And so then you have to decide. I don't think you should ever compromise your work ethic. You give everything 110%. But if you can't find any other job and your only job is working for the government, and they're all like, lay low, please lay low. I'll let you make that decision. But for me, no. I need to give everything 110%. I want to make a difference. I don't want to get anybody fired. I want to help people with their jobs. I want everybody happy. I want everybody liking me. Now, I told you my very first day of being on call, I didn't have my ACLS, which was my advanced cardiac life support. Something happened in residency where they couldn't give it to us for a month or two, and I was on coronary care unit that night. And I was on call, so I was going to have to run code. So I immediately went up to the nurses, and I said, hey, guys, I am at your mercy. Anything you tell me to do, I am going to do because I don't have my ACLS. So I am at your mercy. Can I go get you guys breakfast? That's what I did. I bribed. I got them all breakfast. And so it worked out really great. We had multiple codes. Everybody lived. I learned a lot. I got to help run them. The nurses had my back. It was fantastic. Fantastic. So maybe offering to get everybody coffee, you know, just be nice, not looking like a threat, and just do your job. But if there are going to be people that want to make your life miserable, you have a choice. Either let them win, scaring you out of a job, or face the bully head on. Say, look, I'm here to work. I got a family to feed, so I'm not going anywhere. I want to work with you, and I think we'll get a lot done. I'm sensing you don't like me. Oh, it's not bad. Why would you think that? I like you a lot. Good. I really want to work with you. I want us to have successful days. I want us to be happy. But I can't leave this job because I got kids to support. So I'm going to do the best job ever. And, you know, you tell me what you need, and I'll do it, and let's get along. Sometimes just face it. I've had to face on bullies. And I'm like, look, I'm sensing something. We need to make our days go easier. What's going on here? Sometimes just facing them. And they might go to their buddy and go, oh, my gosh, did you hear what she said? Oh, what a bee. Oh, man. You know, who cares? But, I mean, you have, I mean, we have one life. We have one family. We got a job to do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update.
We may have a battle on the floor, but the battle is for the conference and the country, and that's fine with me.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, hours before the 118th Congress convened, first order of business in the House, choosing a speaker, the job McCarthy wants. But as many as a dozen hardline Republicans have vowed to not vote for McCarthy, at least on the first ballot. A friend of Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, says the family's optimistic. He's still in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills-Bengals game last night. Longtime Today Show weatherman Al Roker could be back on the job this week. He's been out for months because of blood clots on his lungs and legs. Could be a short extradition hearing in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger is expected to waive extradition and could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tonight. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of us who are Avenger fans, we all know Jeremy Renner. He's the one that plays Hawkeye. I think Iron Man joked around calling him Legolas because of his bow and arrow abilities. And he's also in Mayor of Kingstown. Fantastic actor. Well, he is recovering after multiple surgeries and losing a lot of blood after he suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries being run over by a snowplow. We are being told he was helping a stranded driver at the time. Now, for any of us who know Jeremy Renner, he has a place up on Mount Rose Highway on the way to Tahoe. Mount Rose Highway is about 10, 15 minutes from downtown Reno. You take that road to get up to Mount Rose to go skiing. When I went skiing, I would go the California way, going towards taking the I-80, going to Alpine. But Mount Rose takes you to Mount Rose, and it's a beautiful drive up there. They get a lot of snow, and they have got a lot of snow. So we're being told by the Reno mayor, Hillary Sheeve, that Jeremy Renner was helping somebody stranded in the snow. She says he's always helping others. He's always calling saying, hey, mayor, what do you need? And he doesn't usually publicize all that he does. He's taken pictures of his ranch, his Tahoe home. He's taken pictures of a snowplow and, you know, videos of him operating the machinery. But you don't really hear all the good work he does in the local area. He's a really good guy. Well, sadly, while he was helping somebody, we aren't sure if it was faulty equipment or something happened with the safety, but he got run over by a snowplow. He was trying to clear a path. Now, some people say he was doing it to clear a path out of his own home with this piston bully. Others are saying, but the mayor said, no, he was helping a driver. The vehicle safety features failed, and then it rolled over his leg. But we're being told he also sustained trauma to his chest. So his family is expressing gratitude to the incredible doctors and nurses, Truckee Meadows Fire and Rescue, Washoe County Sheriff, Reno City Mayor, and multiple families have helped. I believe a physician came to the scene to provide a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. And I believe he was taken to Washoe Med. I think that might be now renowned. I'm not exactly sure what the hospital, which hospital it is. It used to be called Washoe Med when I trained there, but then they changed it to Renown. So we'll get more details, but wow, that could have been bad. Unfortunately, Pro Rally driving champion Ken Block has died. He was killed in a snowmobile accident in Utah. This was just a week after him using his new machine, admitting there's a lot of learning on this new sled and showing people pictures of it and videos of it. He died at the age of 55. Social media influencer, he was traveling up a steep slope in Utah around 2 p.m. The snowmobile he was riding overturned, landed on top of him. He was riding with a group, but was alone at the time of the incident. He was pronounced dead at the scene as a result of the injuries. It's scary. He had been performing stunts in Idaho on a new, more powerful snowmobile. He admitted how its power had taken him by surprise. And you saw him do stunts, and snowmobiles, how many times have we been on them, and we race on them, and we almost fall, but they're vehicles, and they're very, very heavy vehicles, and sadly, when they do fall on us, you could sustain some severe injuries. My husband and his son, I think, were in an ATV, and they weren't even going, I think they were less than 5 miles an hour, their speed was slow, they were going uphill, and the thing rolled, it flipped. It just, I think they were going up a hill, and then I'm not exactly sure what happened. That's the husband version. So when I'm like, what happened to my baby? What happened to you guys? What happened? You get the, well, we're only going 5 miles an hour. So again, I can't say that with journalistic integrity, that was his exact speed, but that's the version my hubby told me. But his friend said, yeah, we were going up a hill, and it flipped. So these things, thank God they were okay with that. But I've as a physician, as an ER doc, I've seen some of these things do horrible, horrible things, and it's scary. So prayers, of course, to the family of Ken Block, and prayers to Jeremy Renner. Hopefully he's able to get through this. Al Roker has been dealing with some pretty severe medical issues. He is set to return. He has undergone multiple hospitalizations. We were told a few weeks back that he was dealing with blood clots. And so he was hospitalized twice after the blood clot. He started with the DVT, and it ended up traveling to the lungs. So he had a pulmonary embolism. And so for him to be able to come back to work is huge. That is fantastic recovery. So today, anchors Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Cope, and Craig Craig Melvin were excited to share the news. He said Al is coming back to the show. He'll be here Friday. He'll be right here in Studio 1A. This is his place. He'll be in his seat right where he belongs. I cannot wait for that. So he's been off the air since November. He missed two annual events. He's long been a part of the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day Parade, lighting the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
And so for him to have survived this is grateful. So I have seen a lot of leg swellings, possible blood clots. I do telemedicine. And I saw over 800 patients, I think about 840 patients over December alone. And many calls on my leg is swollen. Now, give me a diuretic. I'm like, are both your legs swollen? Is it just one? Yep, just this one leg. Maybe I twisted my ankle. I don't remember having any trauma to it. Any sort of swelling that you have in an extremity, we have to make sure there's not a clot. And things are a little different now because COVID can cause clots. COVID is very thrombogenic. And there's also been some concerns that the vaccines could be. We know that the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccine had an increased risk of blood clots. Not so much with the Pfizer and Moderna, but still the risk exists. But COVID being, especially since even us vaccinated are still getting COVID, we have to assume that any time I see leg swelling, there could be a blood clot or pain in the leg. Some of you have pain, but you don't necessarily have the swelling. A blood clot could form from a variety of reasons. Trauma to the area. That's why a lot of people think, well, I hit my leg, so that's why it's swollen. Trauma could induce a blood clot, just like we spoke about with the heart a few minutes ago. If you smoke, if you're on birth control, if you have a propensity towards clotting because of genetics, and many people do, if you are exposed to a virus that has been known to cause clots, like COVID, you might not even know that you were exposed. So don't deny it. If somebody says, look, yeah, this could be a blood clot, could be from COVID. I never had COVID. Just because you didn't have the fever and chills doesn't mean you weren't exposed to it. If you have any sort of swelling in the leg, we got to get that checked out. Because if that leg dislodges, it's in the veins. It's a deep vein thrombosis. So where does all the blood go from the veins? It goes to the heart, and then it goes to the lungs. And if it gets stuck in the lungs, you're going to have chest pain, trouble breathing. You have a pulmonary embolism. You could die. We don't mess around. Many people are like, okay, well, you know, I'll go to the doctor tomorrow. Or it's the holidays, so I'll wait till they open next Tuesday. No. And I was telling people, look, I tell you, I am so happy we're already in January now that the holidays are over because nobody would go to the doctor. Everybody tried to just get things taken care of over the phone. And you could only do so much. Now, some of you will say, well, both my legs swell. So if both my legs swell, I don't have to worry about a clot. Not always. I've had patients with bilateral clots. When they clotted, the process that put them at risk for one leg did the other. If you have cancer, some of you don't know you have cancer, but if you have cancer, you'll be more prone to clots. Cardiac failure could also cause clots because of the pumping. Don't just take a water pill. Have somebody take a look at you and know why it's happening. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the discussion of age and our president keeps coming up, as we've had presidents who have been older. Ronald Reagan, a lot of discussion during his presidency if over the 8 years he started to have some failing health. I didn't notice it. I thought he was handsome. And, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, there's Ronald Reagan. But I do remember a news piece looking at his handwriting. And I don't know if it was a hit piece or not. I was too young to understand. But you saw his signature in the beginning of his presidency. And then you saw a signature at the end of the presidency, and it looked like scribble. Well, I remember that because as a physician, my signature is not as all curly-cured and precise and discreet and concrete. It's a scribble. I wrote a Christmas card to my friend's mom, and I hand wrote it, and my handwriting was horrible. I'm like, is this my handwriting now? So yes, altered handwriting could be a sign of cognitive change, but it could also be you're sick and tired of writing, right? You have some carpal tunnel, your hand hurts. So, but President Trump, Joe Biden, older individuals. Joe Biden has been probably the most infamous president for having his cognition questioned. A lot of people question Trump and things he said and things he did, but people were critical of things he said and tweeted and all that. But in terms of Biden, you have people on both sides going, I mean, does he really need to retire? Is he 10 years past the time he should have maybe retired? Is he going to Delaware all the time because he's having treatments of some kind? And I think everybody should have some privacy when it comes to their health. But if you are going to be the president and you are making decisions on wars, on national security, on the border, he also doesn't seem to be very, very active. People have been asking for his help with the border, asking for his help with gas prices, inflation, recession, and they don't seem like he's listening. When people were asking him for help, he's because they couldn't get their employees to come back to work, he said, pay them more. He just seemed out of touch. Whereas a president who might have a little bit more energy and stamina might be like, hey, guys, I get it. All right, you're competing with these unemployment benefits. You're competing with all the handouts that a lot of people are getting. And these people, they don't want to deal with crime and people upset about the mask mandates and people upset about employee vaccine mandates and they're getting refused service. I get it. Why don't we help you out by stopping the stupid mandates? That's what he should have done, but he didn't. Well, we got another election coming up, and a poll has found some very, very interesting results. Most of you have heard about this poll because it came out over the holidays. But this is a Suffolk University USA Today survey, and they found that the majority of Americans want their president to be under the age of 65. Now, I do not want to see age discrimination. I don't want people to think that just because you're over 65, you'd make a bad president. But Joe Biden isn't doing much for the cause, and he's not making senior citizens look really good right now. And so, as a result, we are seeing Americans go, President Trump, 76 years old. President Biden is 80. Some people are saying, you know what? We're done. Even if people liked Trump and thought Trump did a good job, there's the 8 years you have to add on to the age. And so if President Donald Trump runs when he's 78, will he have the mojo? Well, actually, he would only get 4 more years because he's already been in office for 4 years. But when you do look at a presidential candidate, you have to look at what they're going to be at the end of their term. So when Americans are looking at the next president, are they going to elect somebody who could be in their 70s that have to be able to be strong for a full 8 years? You don't want to elect a president and then have to, when they have that incumbent wave to ride on, find somebody new. And that's what the Democrats are now dealing with Joe Biden. According to this university, 50% of registered voters say their ideal president would be between 51 and 65 years old. Another 25% wanted him even younger, between the ages of 35 and 50. 15% said age didn't matter. 8% said they preferred a president between the ages of 66 and 80. 0.4% said they wanted one older than 80. All right, well, that means those are the diehard Bidenites, right? Or maybe that was Hunter saying, "Oh, you know, we got to vote for Dad." But only 0.4% said they wanted one older than 80. Now we have seen people still very spry in their 80s. But when you see what Biden has been going through, it's worrisome. And me being a physician, I don't want to diagnose him over the phone, and I don't want to diagnose him over a radio, but I could tell you right now, he doesn't look as mentally healthy as other 80-year-olds can be. And I am concerned, And I am would be very interested to know what his MRIs show. I do believe everybody deserves privacy, but if he's going to be the commander-in-chief, and he seems to be checked out a lot of times, when it comes to some pretty serious stuff, I mean, there are people coming over the border. And we don't have the help or the security we need. Everybody kind of has this attitude of, well, he's not listening. Well, maybe not everybody. Some people, his supporters, don't think they think he's listening. But the rest of us are like, does he even realize this? How do we pay our staff more when we're still reeling from COVID? How do we? It seems like a disconnect. And he doesn't look like he's run a business anytime recently. So, Biden is the oldest person to have served as president. He says he plans on running for a second term, but he said he'll make a final decision sometime after the holidays, which would be sometime now. If elected, he would be 82 years old in 2025. And then he would be about 86 years old when he left office. I see such rapid changes from when he was running for office 3 years ago. I don't think he'll make it. Now, this Trump did not look very fondly on Trump either. Respondents gave him a thumbs down also. 69% said they didn't want him to run. 67% said they didn't want Biden getting a second term. So if they want somebody younger, you have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's already leading Biden by 4 percentage points. He's young. He's got kids. He looks like he, you know, is popular in Florida, won by a landslide, seems to understand families, schools, not be as disconnected. You know, why would somebody want a younger president, which we're going to talk about? And now, it's interesting. Older individuals do not like the idea of a president being younger than them. They have a tough time with that. So, you know, we have a huge baby boomer population. But if the majority of the population is under 65, they might not want somebody older. And the younger person, they want to know that that person relates to them and has family issues, has to deal with schools, has teacher issues, healthcare issues. We're going to be talking about health insurance. We have Obamacare, and many people are saying their health insurance still isn't covering what they need. Somebody younger looks like they've probably been not a career politician for that long, so they might have, you know, maybe fewer years have passed since they worked fast food, since they waited tables. I mean, I waited tables, but now when you look, it's been a couple decades since I waited tables. But I still remember it, and I still apply that knowledge. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.